Hi, I'm Elizabeth Ruth with United General District 304, a public hospital district in Washington State.
Healthy Minds Alliance is an innovative AmeriCorps program managed by Health 360 that engages AmeriCorps members of all ages and backgrounds to meet critical mental health needs in communities served by their host sites. AmeriCorps members serving with the Healthy Minds Alliance receive a stipend during their 10-month service term, and upon completion of their service term, receive an education award which can be used to repay qualified student loans and to pay current educational expenses at eligible institutions of higher education and training programs. If you're interested in becoming an AmeriCorps member or would like information on how your organization could become a host site, please see our show notes for information on how to apply.
Welcome, current, former, and future AmeriCorps service members. My name is Michael, and I will be your host for today's Healthy Minds Alliance podcast, and I'm also a currently serving AmeriCorps member. Joining me today is Elizabeth Ruth from the United General District 304 Hospital?
Public Hospital District, yep.
Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Michael.
It's absolutely a pleasure. My favorite part about getting to do these episodes is just meeting different people from around the country that are just doing wonderful things, trying to help people, because that's what we're all here for. So we always start big picture. Just tell me a little bit about yourself and then kind of roll that into the organization you work for.
I supervise community and professional education within our organization. And as part of that role, I have the opportunity to help supervise and coach and mentor our service and learning positions, which includes our Healthy Minds Alliance AmeriCorps members. We've been a host site with Healthy Minds Alliance since 2019, and we have had four members serving with us, and we are currently looking for a member to serve for this upcoming term.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm transitioning from my first, going to be going into my second. And then I have another person in the same school that is wrapping up her first, and they've actually found a full-time position with her within the school. So we're going to be looking for a new person as well. So that 10-month comes and goes really quickly, doesn't it?
It goes by so fast, and it's always amazing to see the progress that our members make during their service term and their hopes and dreams after they exit their service.
Now, so again, I apologize. My brain is mush today, but you work for a hospital. And again, I'm a normal person that lives in the world. When I think hospital, I think, oh, I've broken my leg or I have fallen down. But it sounds like you do proactive outreach. That makes sense for what? So tell me a little bit about how that works within the hospital organization.
Yeah, well, we're a public hospital district, which is a pretty unique community-based organization. We have an elected board of commissioners who help oversee the public hospital district, which includes a rural access hospital. However, we contract with a healthcare entity to help provide all those medical services. So we get to really focus on prevention and wellness. And our mission is really to improve the health and quality of life of the residents of the communities we serve.
So you mentioned you've been a host site for a while. Now you're the third host site supervisor I've had the chance to speak with. And both of the other two were very new to the program, either less than 1 year or just over 1 year in. So you've got a little bit of a longer viewpoint of the process. Now, were you part of the originally, applying to become a host site, or did that happen before you got there? How did that work?
Yeah, I've been working for the hospital district for about 6.5 years, and I was really excited when we heard about the opportunity to host a Healthy Minds Alliance AmeriCorps. I am in a pretty unique position. In addition to the longevity of being with the program, I am also an instructor for the programs myself. I'm a health educator by trade, and I've been teaching question, persuade, refer, and mental health first aid for a number of years. So in addition to really supporting the members on an administrative level, I can co-teach and also fill in for them. So I think we together make a really great team.
Oh, that is fantastic. Because one of the things I've heard from both of the other host site supervisors I've interviewed, I usually ask a question like, if you could, go back and tell yourself before you applied. And both of their questions have been like knowing that the program exists. That is absolutely one of the things that we hope this podcast will help alleviate, but there isn't a lot of awareness in organizations that they have this opportunity. So how did you first find out about this? You mentioned learning about it. So where did you learn about the opportunity?
Yeah, we have great connections within Washington State. We have a big focus on prevention and actually in mental health promotion, suicide prevention overall. So the Division of Behavioral Health and Recovery, which is part of the Washington State Healthcare Authority, has a newsletter they send out, and they mentioned the opportunity. And we're always looking for ways to expand our reach and to really find innovative ways of supporting our community. And we had experience hosting interns and AmeriCorps members before. Actually, several of our staff were service members with us or served in VISTA positions before they came to work with us. So okay. We felt like it was a really unique and special opportunity, and we jumped on it right away.
That is very cool. I think AmeriCorps, again, I'm still fairly new to it as myself, but I've found there's this sort of web of connection that even though I don't imagine there are all that many people that have served total, but it seems like I keep running into them. Which is a very cool thing. And then my co-instructor and I, we just recently did a youth mental health first aid on a college campus not far from us. And two of the people in the course had already just signed up to be AmeriCorps members. They were graduating and they were both volunteering, not for the Healthy Minds Alliance program, but for AmeriCorps in a different organization. I thought, that's so cool.
It is so cool. And I feel like it's really a missing opportunity in our education system to talk about AmeriCorps as a next step. I think we went to have a career fair a few weeks ago at the university where I graduated from, Western Washington University. And of course, we were promoting our open positions because we also host VISTA, Volunteers in Service to AmeriCorps. Okay. We're also just promoting AmeriCorps in general and helping people understand the history of it and the really amazing impact it has in communities.
So again, so we talk about your organization. It's a hospital. It also has like outreach and proactive programs. So what exactly, how would I support this? So it's a loaded question, but what benefits has your agency found by hosting someone from AmeriCorps? Like, how have they been able to help you? Have you been able to expand services, maybe go into different areas?
We have seen a lot of benefits. There are kind of three things that stand out to me. So one, we're always interested in helping to expand the professional capacity of allied health and public health professionals, really building that next generation. So I feel like it's a unique opportunity for them to gain professional skills, to really make great community connections, because when you're out there talking about these really important, but often sometimes intense subjects, you're connecting with different organizations, different individuals, and building that web of connections that can help support mm-hmm. you as a professional and our organization. I would also say, of course, it has expanded our reach immensely. Since I was the only person who was trained to provide these programs, having an entire person who is committed and dedicated to getting these programs out there, we were able to partner with organizations like PFLAG or our school districts to really meet their needs on their schedules to have these trainings for both their staff and the communities around them. And the other thing I would say is a benefit is just for us to learn from them. Like when the younger generation is coming in, they have different ideas, and not to say all AmeriCorps are younger. We've also had a person who was a returning professional changing careers who came in right as COVID was happening, who helped us to transition many of our trainings and programs virtually and mm-hmm. and really just think differently about how we do our work. So there's a lot of benefits in addition to obviously the wonderful benefit of communities having these trainings.
And again, not to put you on the spot, but do you have any idea how many of these trainings you're able to facilitate as an organization in a year?
We have reached over 500 people. I did the math to see how many folks we had reached. And sometimes we have a training with only three or four people. And then actually we worked with our AmeriCorps member and some of our interns who became trained to teach QPR, where we had a training for an entire school district broken up into several small trainings so that we could reach 95 people in one afternoon. So to me, it isn't necessarily about the number of trainings, but just thinking about how each person we train in a community is going to share within their sphere of influence what they're learning. And we're really going to diffuse this information, this decrease in stigma of talking about mental health, about suicide throughout our community, whether they've come to my training or not.
Right, right. Yeah. And you know, people who've listened to this podcast, which hopefully is growing, there's dozens and dozens of us. I've mentioned this many times before, but I have a personal connection to some of the material that we teach. I have some lived experience with it as well. So I'm very emotionally attached to helping to spread. And again, I specifically do youth mental health aid or first aid training. But just even if that person never necessarily saves a life directly, just the awareness that they might bring in casual conversations and sharing something with someone else who then goes on to something else. Again, that spider web effect, you don't really know what kind of impact you can have, but I want to feel, and I truly believe that we are making a very big impact in the world. So I'm very proud of the trainings I've got to do, and I'm looking forward to doing more all the time.
Thank you, Michael. And thank you for sharing your personal connection. I also have a personal connection to this work. I actually went back to school when I was 30 years old to get my degree in public health because of my passion and my lived experience around mental health and suicide. And my dream was always to do something like this. So the fact that I'm here as a professional, getting not only to provide these trainings, but to help shepherd other folks who may or may not have lived experience and to share kind of my background, hopefully opens up more conversations and possibilities for folks.
Thank you for sharing as well. We do talk a lot. Obviously, there's a benefit to the organizations for hosting AmeriCorps service members. It's a financial benefit because there's a fee. I don't exactly know the terminology. There's a fee you have to pay to be a host site, but then you get way more of that in value from the member serving there. But we also want to talk about the value that the member gets. You know, how well are they integrated into your organization, and what sort of things are they learning that they might be able to take either into a future career or maybe even a career within your organization if that works out?
A really important thing, I think, specifically through the Healthy Minds Alliance AmeriCorps position that our service members learn is about delivering evidence-based trainings and programs with fidelity and also really meeting community needs in a way that is effective. And I have a background in public health, and so I have additional training around this, but the facilitator trainings for the programs that are provided through Health 360 are really building the professional capacity of these folks, and they're worth quite a bit of money. Becoming trained to teach mental health first aid or youth mental health first aid, if you wanted to do that without a service position, that's several thousand dollars, and it's something that they can take with them outside of their service term. They're a certified instructor. So I think that's really like a foundational piece and something that we help share to recruit folks. You will have this training to take with you. Also, in our organization, we really pride ourselves on making sure that our interns and AmeriCorps and everyone who is in our organization gets to experience some of the different aspects of health. We actually kind of quantify our work under six pillars, is what we call them, of health and well-being. And I mentioned the community and professional education, but it's also things like active living, healthy eating, engaged youth in communities, thriving children and families, and stewarding community assets and opportunities. So we help AmeriCorps members explore what careers look like within each of those different aspects of well-being and what it means to put on programs, to promote them, to think deeply about why we're doing what we're doing. And I think those are transferable skills that they could take pretty much anywhere, whether they choose to pursue a health-related career or not.
Yeah, I spent many years in corporate world. And one of the big things that I feel like I did well was connecting people to the whys. You know, I can tell you to do the thing because I'm telling you to do it, and you can probably do a pretty good job. But if I explain why I'm asking you to do it a certain way, it's beneficial up and down the chain. Because in some cases, and I'm guilty of this as well, I might find a shortcut. Like, well, you're telling me to do this, but if I do it this way, it's so much faster for me. But you don't realize that three positions downstream, you've now made it harder on them because you didn't do it this specific way. And the other avenue is that you might actually find a better way to do it. Like, but now I know why you're doing that. Well, this is actually accomplishing the same thing. So you can have improvement throughout your entire workforce and your chain up and down, you know, whatever corporate speak you want to use. But I really want to hit on that facilitator thing. I've said that in other interviews. It is so important to be able to facilitate training. No matter what you want to do in this world, if you are able to, you know, it's public speaking, it's organization, using the PowerPoint, there's technology, but being able to go into a room that might be a sanitation worker and a CEO in the same class and speak to everyone, that is going to help you no matter what career path you want to go into.
I absolutely agree. And that I was just saying this morning, I was nervous to come on the podcast, but I feel like I'm at a point where I'm finally not nervous each time I give a presentation about suicide prevention, mental health promotion, because I really want to do the material, the justice it deserves, and to really be in service to people. And I think that spirit of our work is something that I try to cultivate with our AmeriCorps members.
So again, as a host site who's been around for 3 or 4 years now, if there's another organization out there that is thinking about becoming a host site or applying, because I don't actually know what it looks like from your side, is there any advice that you would give them, either how to navigate it quickly or maybe encourage them to try it?
Advice that I would give to anyone thinking about becoming a Healthy Minds Alliance AmeriCorps host site would be talk to the leadership. I have felt so incredibly supported by the folks at Health 360. They have been very responsive to any questions. It's a really unique relationship, I would say, where they're kind of like a funder and this hierarchy of power. But in my experience working with them, they really truly understand what we're trying to all accomplish together and just want to support us in doing the best that we can with our service member. And then also with this larger mission of improving mental health in our communities. Mm-hmm. And so although the host site fee can be a stumbling block, you mentioned earlier that the value of the service that those folks are bringing is exponential compared to that fee. Having someone who's dedicated and there 40 hours a week throughout their service term and who can bring that mental health promotion, suicide prevention lens to other work within your organization is so valuable.
And then specifically for the AmeriCorps members, so you've had several that have come through, cycled through your organization. You're looking for more now. If someone out there is looking for an opportunity to serve and they stumble upon this podcast, what would you say to them? Either again, encouragement to do it or something to be thoughtful and aware of when you're making the choice to do this or not?
The choice to serve is a unique position. And I think folks who are drawn to it will often have that spirit or that calling within them. Even though I've never been an AmeriCorps member, I didn't know about that opportunity. So if you are talking with other folks about what their next steps are in life, even if you don't want to become an AmeriCorps member yourself, I think spreading the word about the possibilities that AmeriCorps can bring. I think in Washington State, we have hundreds of different opportunities that folks can pursue. And of course, I would love to have them serve with us, but I really do connect with the overall mission and idea of AmeriCorps being an asset to our community. So if you want to be of service to others and improve our communities, AmeriCorps is such an amazing way to do that.
I can completely agree. There are certainly other ways to serve, other avenues, other organizations, and I'm sure they all have their benefits. But I think AmeriCorps is well established. It's nationwide. It has a support structure. And again, Healthy Minds Alliance is sort of a subset of that program that is very specifically focused on like mental health, wellness, and education and community. So I'm sure there's other ways to serve as well. But obviously, again, I'm very passionate about this version. Those are all the official questions I have, but I always want to give people an opportunity to shout out either part of your organization, someone within the organization. So just pretend I asked the perfect question for you to say the thing that you wanted to say and then answer it.
I'd say having AmeriCorps members, they serve with us for a short amount of time. I feel really lucky, and I think it speaks volumes to our organization that I'm still in contact with them, sometimes years afterwards. that they'll email and call me to talk about opportunities or ideas or brainstorm things. And even though they're not actively serving with us, they're still a part of our team and part of this larger cultural shift, I think, in working closely together in improving the mental health and quality of life of people in communities. So I feel really grateful that I'm a small part of this overall shift and just grateful to be here talking on the podcast and that for the opportunity to keep recruiting members and to be a part of it.
As we bring this week's episode to a close, I want to once again say thank you to Elizabeth for joining me today and sharing a little bit about her experience with AmeriCorps as being a host site supervisor. I really hope you enjoyed listening, and I hope you'll enjoy it. I hope you've enjoyed listening, and I hope that you will join us again next week when we will have another amazing guest on to chat with. As a reminder, if you are interested in becoming a service member or have any questions about serving, or perhaps your organization would like to become a host site, you will find information and links to follow in our show notes.